Chapter 19. Seventh Book. Hermes tells Tat of the mixing vessel and the oneness. Hermes. Since the Demiurge created the whole world by his word and not with his hands, consider him as that which is present, as the forever unchangeable reality, the creator of all things, the one and only, who created all that is according to his will. Indeed, this is his body which is untouchable, invisible, immeasurable, and indivisible, and which cannot be compared with any other body. He is neither fire, nor water, nor air, nor breath, but these and all other things are from and through him. Since he is the good, he did not wish to dedicate this offering to himself alone, nor to adorn the earth for himself alone, but sent down man as an embellishment of this divine body, a mortal creature of an immortal being. If the earth surpasses its creatures by its life everlasting, man surpasses the creatures of the earth by his reason and the spirit. Man reflected on God's works and was elated by them and learned to recognize their creator. Thus, Zero Tat, God imparted reason to all men, but not the spirit. Not that he grudged it to anyone, because grudging does not come from above. It comes into being here below, in the souls of those who do not possess the spirit. Tat. Why, Zero, Father, did God not impart the spirit to all men? Hermes. It was his will, my son, that the link with the spirit should be obtained by all souls, however, as a prize for the race. Tat. How did he achieve this? Hermes. He sent down a great mixing vessel filled with the powers of the spirit, and he appointed a herald and bade him proclaim to the hearts of men, immerse yourselves in this mixing vessel, you souls who can, you who believe and trust that you will ascend to him who sent down this vessel, you who know for what purpose you were created. Those who gave heed to this proclamation and were purified by immersion in the powers of the Spirit, became partakers in the Gnosis, the living knowledge of God, and, as they had received the Spirit, became perfect men. However, those who have sinned against this proclamation by not listening to it remain within the limits of reason, as they have not received the powers of the Spirit, and do not know for what purpose they have been created, nor by whom. 1-1, the sensorial perceptions of such human beings are almost equal to those of irrational animals, and as their nature is a mixture of passions, they have no admiration for what is worthy of reflection and contemplation. They devote themselves to their bodily pleasures and desires and believe that man has come into being for such things. However, those who have partaken of God's gift are no longer mortals, as proved by all their deeds, but divine men who understand with their spirit. Soul, all that is on earth, in heaven, and, perhaps, above heaven. Having beheld the good, those who have raised themselves in this way have learned to consider their sojourn here, on earth, as a disaster. They repudiate all things corporeal and incorporeal, and hasten to reach the one and only. These, Zero Tat, the manifestation of the spirit soul, the emergence of divine things and the beholding of God, are the gifts of the divine mixing vessel.
Tat. I too want to experience immersion in it, O Father.
Hermes. You cannot love your true self unless you first hate your body, my son. But if you do love your true self, you will possess the spirit soul. Once you possess the spirit soul, you will also partake of its living knowledge, Tat.
What do you mean by this, Father?
Hermes. It is impossible, my son, to adhere to both material and divine things. As there are two states of existence, the embodied and the bodiless, the mortal and the divine, you will have to choose consciously between these two, for one cannot adhere to both. As soon as the choice has been made, the waning of what has been rejected will be proved in the active force of what has been chosen.
Thus the good choice will show its glory not only by the deification of the one who has made it, but also by demonstrating his attachment and devotion to God. The bad choice, on the other hand, leads to the destruction of man and is, moreover, a sin against God, just as in processions people walk in the middle of the road and can do nothing else than hinder others in their movement. So those who have made the bad choice can do nothing else than move in this way through the world, urged on by their bodily desires. Therefore, Zerotat, the gifts emanating from God, have always been and will always be at our disposal. It is for us to see to it that what emanates from us is in harmony with it and does not fall short. For it is not God who is the cause of our wickedness, it is we ourselves who choose it in preference to the good. Do you realize, my son, how many vehicular states, crowds of demons, veils of matter, and courses of stars we have to pass through during our wearisome ascent to the one and only? The good cannot be reached by way of a convenient crossing. It is limitless and without end, and in itself it is without beginning too, though to us it may seem to have had its beginning in the Gnosis, the all-knowledge of God. Indeed, the Gnosis is not the beginning of the good, but it imparts to us the beginning of what we will come to know of the good. Let us therefore take hold of this beginning and accomplish with haste our passage through all that awaits us, for it is difficult indeed to abandon what is so familiar and to leave behind all that one has in order to turn back to the ancient and first things. What is visible imparts delight, while the invisible gives rise to disbelief and doubt. To the ordinary eye, evil is well known and manifest, while the good is invisible. It has neither form nor shape. It is unchangeably like itself and, therefore, unlike anything else. That is why the incorporeal is invisible to corporeal man. Because of all this, the unchangeable, that which remains like itself, is more excellent than the changeable, and the changeable is poor in comparison with the unchangeable. The oneness, the one and indivisible, the origin and root of everything, is present as such in all things. There is nothing without origin. The origin, however, as the starting point of everything else, has its origin in itself only. The number one, as the origin, contains all other numbers within itself, without itself being contained by any of them. It brings forth all numbers, without itself being brought forth by any other number. All that has been brought forth is imperfect and divisible, and subject to increase and decrease. What is perfect, however, has none of this. Since what can increase derives its increase from the oneness, it succumbs through its own feebleness if it can no longer offer room to the oneness. Thus, Zerotat, I have drawn for you, as far as is possible, an image of God. If you carefully contemplate it inwardly and steadfastly observe it with the eyes of your heart, you will, believe me, my son, find the way to heaven, or rather, God's image itself will guide you on this way. Inner directedness to this image causes those who have begun to turn towards it to be held captive in its power and to be drawn upwards by it, just as a magnet attracts iron.